This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of the big show right here from Carbach Brewing. You should be here, too. Great place to stop on by. Get yourself a glass, a shirt, or a hat until supplies run out as you check out their wonderful patio area. Stay for the game tonight. Great place with great food and beverage.
Yeah, I highly recommend that chicken dish that I got. What was it called again? Chicken Sambuca, something like that? Oh, that is amazing. It's a piece of chicken pan-fried with like ham slash bacon on top.
I got that grilled chicken breast over underneath. The vegetables. Fantastic. Oh,
yeah. I am pleasantly surprised at just how legit good the food is here.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I was like, this is going to be some, you know.
Brew food? Yeah, bar food?
Yeah.
No.
Like just Cisco chicken nuggets and all that stuff. Nope. It is really, really good. So shout out to the folks at Carbach for good food, good beer. Yeah, get out of here, hats, pint glasses, and T-shirts. Watch the Rockets. It's going to be a good time.
I retweeted that again, the J.R. Smith 10 dirty plays. They are extremely dirty, by the way.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick. I mean, let's be real. He's a dirty player. And
You know what I liked even more in the post game was Marcus Smart owning it. Going. He said, you know how a bully is. If you don't stop a bully, he's going to keep doing it. He goes, so I just had enough, and I'm going to make sure I protect my guys back. Kudos to Marcus Smart. I thought that was fantastic. And Marcus – now, the Marcus Morris thing, that was
the
just –
screaming?
Yeah, screaming in Thompson's face.
That's
I get
weird,
it.
But that's just –
that's just chippiness of playoff basketball.
Yeah, that's just passion and playoff basketball. I ain't got no problem with that.
No, I'm with
I have
you.
No problem with the way both of them handled it. I mean, you know, he screamed back.
You're supposed
back
to
and
do
they,
that on both sides, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. No big deal.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You got any tweets or anything that we got flying in?
No, but I do want to talk about this internet sensation / phenomenon where, I don't know, I won't do that to you. But this Yanni Laurel thing, this is the equivalent of that, what color is the dress? Is it blue or gold? And I got to tell you, I thought it was BS at first. So there's this audio recording of a word. And people were saying, well, what do you hear? Because some people are hearing different things. The word, and they used science to say what the word was, but it is Laurel. But to some people, it sounds like Yanni. And I was reading an article where they said that it has something to do with the waves and the inflections in your ear and all this and that. And it can make the word sound different to certain people. I thought, that's just stupid. Because I listened to it on Instagram and clearly heard Laurel. All right? So I was like, well, let's just see what my wife hears. So I take it to her. I was like, hey, just listen to this and tell me what word you hear. And I played it. And she goes, I hear Yari. I was like, Yari?
I did too.
You heard Yari?
I absolutely did.
And I was like, there's no, I thought it was Yanni. She goes, no, I hear Yari. I was like, you don't hear Laurel? She goes, no. She's like, what are you hearing? I said, Laurel. She goes, no, it's Yari. So we have the audio, Nick. You said you have it?
Yeah, it's ready.
Yeah, so I want to play it for us, and then you tell me what you hear as well.
Okay.
Laurel. Laurel.
It's different.
Laurel.
So it does sound
Laurel.
Different to you.
Sounds different now.
So now, what are you hearing now?
I hear Laurel clear as a bell.
Nick, what do you hear?
I've always heard Laurel.
Okay, because they said on some of the other audio clips that are not as good quality, that's what that attenuation of the audio wave and all that messes it up is why you hear Yanni instead of Laurel. Because, again, they use some weird science magic nerd thing, and they're like, yeah, the word is definitely Laurel. But when it's junked up a little bit and not as clean of a recording, then people hear other things.
Yeah,
that's
they also said based as just every human being is different, and based on, for lack of a better term, I'm not going to give you the technical term, but essentially everybody has a different setting in their ears,
yeah,
with the different tones and the different basses. Because the first time I heard it, I was with your wife. I heard kind of Yari, and at the end of it, you could hear like tailing off at the end. You could hear the
Laurel. Really?
Yeah, and so that's why. And then when I started seeing it on the Today Show and everything else, they started talking about based on the way your ears are in terms of how they hear bass and tone, It affects it.
That's creepy.
It really is weird.
And it's just like that blue dress, gold dress thing, because I just thought, there's no way you're not seeing what I'm seeing. But some people swear by it, and then it had something to do with, I don't know, your, because, you know, I mean, like, some people are colorblind, and some people see things differently, but it's kind of creepy.
Well, they even had cool, on the Today Show, I mean, they go, look, they showed the dress, and they go, it's definitely blue with black. And there were people there going, no, it's not. And I go, how can you not see that? It's like, it's clear as a bell, but that, again, that everybody's got a different makeup.
I think the people have spoken, Joel, even though your list hasn't really played yet. Everybody likes your list.
Well, everybody's smart.
Well, you cheated.
But, I did not.
Okay.
I followed the rules to a T. I didn't break and violate any kind of parameters, and I got my list in. That's on you, so suck it.
What is the voting at, Nick? Have you seen what the actual – oh, gosh. It's not even close.
It shouldn't be.
50-28-22. Joel, Barry, the Nick.
And I see that your response to anybody that voted for me is
you are
dumb.
That's it. Yeah. That's all I'm just sending them on Twitter is you are dumb. Nothing else? Nothing? I'm not –
at least you handled it technically. And
like an adult.
Logically, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you see this story out of Dallas? So there's this 17-year-old – I'm using air quotes – 17-year-old basketball player who won, like – District Offensive Player of the Year, District 11-5A Offensive Player of the Year for Dallas ISD. Turns out he lied. He's 25 years old.
What?
He's 25 playing high school basketball. He had said he was homeless after Hurricane Harvey. Went up to Dallas and joined the district. He had like faked some immunization and physical records. Started playing basketball, won District Offensive Player of the Year, but it gets worse. So, first of all, you're a grown-ass man, and the only way that you can feel good about yourself is to go and dunk on 17-year-olds.
Now,
that's sad enough as it is, but then a mom comes out and says, I'm pissed he dated my 14-year-old daughter.
Oh,
so
no.
So now not only have you lied about who you are, you're banging a 14-year-old?
Yeah. Because you know those 25-year-olds, they can wait. They're not thinking about anything other than a peck on the cheek.
I hope you win Offensive Player of the Year in the prison league because...
No, I think he did. He won Offensive Player of the Year off the floor.
You're definitely going to be playing prison rec ball for a while.
Now, let me ask you this. And I know that we have listeners that are very intelligent.
Yeah.
But
well,
I know in college, you get guys that try professional sports or they go to college after military service or whatever, and... We had a story, the Packers linebacker's dad was still playing college football last year at 47. He was able to play a year. So I don't know that there's an age requirement in college, and you can still play sports. But is there such an age limitation in high school?
To date a 14-year-old?
No, I'm not talking about the dating standpoint. I'm talking about the playing
really,
standpoint.
Yes, absolutely. You can't be playing high school ball at 25?
We're hearing 21. I would say that even that might be a little much.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, if you flunked enough to be 25 and still in high school, maybe high school ain't your thing. Maybe education ain't your thing. I don't think they would let you stay that long in high school.
You should still be able to get your education.
Go get a GED. Yeah, go get a GED. But who's letting a 25-year-old go to high school and play high school basketball? That makes no – like, that's – But, hey, he got his hustle on for a minute. So, you know, for a while, he was feeling like a champ.
Well, he's going to get his hustle on in prison now.
My question, and they don't really say how they found out, but how do you get busted?
It's kind of like Little League, right? I mean, if a parent from another team or something like that wants to see a birth certificate or has questions, I'm sure that there was a team that they played that he went nuts on, and the coach was like, you know, he has a beard. And that's, you know,
he's got a beard.
His Adam's apple is the size of a cantaloupe.
His balls fell out of the bottom of the trunks. That's not happening in high school. That's
he
not
dunked on us, and he rested his teabag on the bridge of my kid's nose. I'm going to call and find out if this guy's legit.
Yeah, that's weird. But I'm trying to find in the article, but it doesn't say how. I'll finish reading it. But yeah, that's just crazy, man.
Yeah, that is. That's absolutely nuts.
Oh,
see what I did there?
I see.
All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. As we've told you, we are at Carbach Brewing. You should stop by 290 right off of Mangum and Tacoma Street. It's actually Carbach Street. It's a great, easy access off the 290 feeder. Unbelievable food, great beverages, as always, like the name Carbach says. Outdoor patio and a great place to watch the game tonight. They have hats, T-shirts, And if you buy a beer outside, the pint glass is yours to keep with the Rockets logo on it. So all the more enticing to stop by and have a great place to watch the game tonight. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job. If you need energy in the Houston area, stop getting to the big-name companies that just give you automated systems and the runaround until you sign on the dotted line, and then they forget about you forever and just hope you keep paying your bills on time. That's not the way they do business at Infuse. Infuse is going to talk to you throughout the process. No automated systems. You get human beings. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to pinpoint when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, the best rate for you, or the best plan for you, and then set you up and make sure that they take care of you like a friend would, not just like someone that you meet off the street. That's the way they do business. Call them at 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Or check out InfuseEnergy.com and start checking out how they can help you with your energy. ESPN 97.5 is the words to mention. If you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit. That gets the process off on the right foot, and then you go from there. I'm telling you, I switched to Infuse about 6 months ago. My bills are dramatically down per month in the hundreds of dollars in the heat of the summer. It has gone down. They are fantastic. You get weekly reports to see how much energy you use, how it compares to the previous months and to the years in the past during the same months. All just great information you can use. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Check them out, Infuse Energy.
Then we're going to tell you a little story here about the way we like to party. Take you on a trip. Hit it.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects as we're coming to you live from Carbach Brewing. You should stop in and see us as we'll be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7. Talking sports and stuff. Great food, great beverage, great place to watch the game tonight. The Woj bomb coming out from Adrian Wojnarowski that J.R. Smith indeed will not be suspended or face any further discipline for his cheap shot last night in that Cavs game.
Okay. I think that's dumb, but all right.
You think a lot of things are dumb today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyone that voted for you for Way Back Wednesday is definitely dumb. I will agree with that.
Well, your little competitive side's coming out again.
Hey, look, see.
Oh, yeah. And then Nipsey back at the station chiming in. Okie dokie.
Suck it. White Magic wants to know if he shows up. Can he fight AJ? I mean, that's up to you.
We can probably make it. We can work
that
out.
I mean, you control that. You control your own destiny there, bud, not us. Hey, you guys look great on the stream. Shut up.
Well, at least because you can't be critical today.
Somebody said they hear a bad OU call. For that Laurel and Yanni thing.
We have OU on on hold right now.
Oh, say what you say?
Hey, but
really?
Before we get to OU, Mike, let me throw something your direction.
Throw it.
To that text message that we just received. Why wouldn't that stream today feature live and in living color the Nick Sciarra cam? Why wouldn't
it should be all Nick
the entire time?
Hey, yeah, Nick, what's up
with that?
Tyler didn't do all the other shows didn't do it, so I'm just following their lead.
We're not like the other shows, as everybody knows. So
I'm following. I gotta follow protocol. If everybody's blacking out, then I got to black out, too.
Barry, that's suspect.
I think you should be a leader.
It's a perfect excuse is what it is.
Be a leader, not a follower, Nick. That's what we expect from you. By the way, I looked into that article. There's actually... His true identity, the 25-year-old basketball player that said he was 17, his true identity was discovered when his ex-basketball coach at another area high school spotted him playing a high school tournament and recognized him from many years earlier.
I knew it was something with another team.
Dumb ass.
Now, if that kid was still playing for that guy, do you think that he would have ratted him
out? Hell no.
No, sir.
Not in the least. Do you want to take OU Mike's call?
Sure.
Let's do it. OU Mike, what's up, man?
So he was 25 and still playing basketball in high school. And she was only 14 and had already moved up to D-League.
Jeez. And he's out.
D-League First of all, it's not called D-League anymore. It's G-League, OU Mike. You can't just go making up things for your jokes.
It worked.
It was pretty funny.
Yep.
I think Elias
definitely worked.
Oh, I hate that he has some good jokes sometimes. I really do.
No, you don't.
D-League was pretty good.
Yeah.
Ed wants to also talk high school basketball story. Ed left?
Ed, what are you doing?
Damn it, Ed. Get your life together.
It's hard enough for us to pull this off on a remote, but we still want to take calls, unlike others. We want to make sure you're part of the show. So if you call in, hang in there. We'll get you on.
Shots fired.
We're not promising the shortest wait times.
Always.
We're just
going to
make sure the
fired.
Best quality.
Okay. Oh, where are we going next, Chief?
We can go all over the place.
Let's
man.
Do it. Where do you want to go?
I mean, I was looking around. Staying on basketball, because everybody's talked about the Rockets. We can talk about the Rockets whenever you want. I was reading this story today. Ethan Hawke, the actor, grew up huge Knicks fan.
Okay.
Right? And has always been a fan of the Knicks. And the Knicks always gave him those courtside seats where you always see Chris Rock and all the celebs right next to Spike Lee. So those are comps. So if you call and you're a celeb and they judge that you're an A-list celebrity, they'll put you up front. So he was there for quite a while, and he was checking out Knicks games. So he calls after he had been getting tickets for a while. He calls in one day, and he said, they said, "Who's your team?" And he said, "I've been a Knicks fan for a long time, but I got kicked out of the Garden. They won't give me tickets anymore." And he did the Bill Simmons podcast. And Simmons says, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I'm being serious. I'm dead serious. I really was vocal on some talk shows like this and that I thought it was a huge mistake to let Mike D'Antoni go as coach of the Knicks. I said D'Antoni was going to be a bet that I would bet on before bringing Carmelo Anthony here. It was not over Melo, but there was something genuinely exciting about having D'Antoni in his offense. First thing that had been exciting since Van Gundy left in the Garden with the Knicks was Linsanity. Linsanity was incredible." Simmons said, he said, "I'm being serious. I'm being dead serious. I was vocal on some talk shows. I said D'Antoni was the guy. It was incredible the way the organization did not want that to happen. They didn't fan the flames and let Mike do what he wanted to do. They sided with Melo. I said, let them play ball. The Garden's half empty anyway." So he said, "How do you know that?" Simmons said, "Well, how do you know someone doesn't like you?" He goes, "Well, one person who owns the team, I called one night and I asked about those tickets and they said, sure, $7,800, please." And he's like, "What? Is this the first time you guys are charging me?" And they said, "No, you probably shouldn't have gone on Jimmy Fallon's show." And I was like, "Wow, this is real? I have apologized many times to try and get my seats again. Didn't work." James Dolan said, "No more."
Wow. Sensitive.
I guess so.
I guess I'll never get seats to anywhere.
You're out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out. Astros and Rockets. You get Dynamo tickets.
Texans? Oh, well.
You're in for the Dynamo.
I mean, if I watch a game, I'm going to call it like I see it. So that may not be a good thing. That may not last long either.
Well, then you should call into Soccer Matters and talk about it.
I could do that. That seems overly sensitive, but I guess, I mean, now it's on them. Now they look bad, but, you know,
yeah,
you got your point across.
I don't know if Josh Rapp is still here, but I actually thought about him
Where
today.
Where did he go? Josh Rapp was in the building.
He's at the corner of the bar.
Now,
there
he is.
Strategically placed behind a post where he
Sending
belongs.
Us Cardinals stats like anyone cares.
And anyone was going to read that.
The Cardinals?
But I did tell him I would have a topic that he would be interested in.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he saw this or not, but Lucas Glover, who's a pretty known name, he's won a major. He's won some tournaments over the years.
Okay.
His wife was arrested. Yeah, we were talking about last week Tiger's performance at the Players Championship at Ponte Vedra, Florida. His wife, Krista, was arrested on Saturday night, charged with domestic battery and resisting an officer after she hit Glover and his mother, according to the sheriff's office.
Damn.
Inmate records show she was released Sunday morning after she finally posted $2,500 bail. Glover tried to kind of soft sell the whole thing, but after he shot a 78 on Saturday, he wasn't going to make the cut. She became angry after the bad round. She told deputies, "Every time he plays poorly in a tournament, she begins yelling at him, stating he's a loser and a P-word. And ultimately hitting him, starting an altercation with him about his performance." He also told deputies, per the report, that he regularly yelled at him about how he needs to fire everyone and how he better win or her and the kids would leave him and he would never see his kids again.
If your wife is willing to fight you after a bad day at the office, so you're a golfer and she wants to fight you because you didn't play well at a tournament, could you imagine the consequences of not being good in the bedroom?
Oh, talk about the Tiger Woods 9-iron.
man. Like, first you're like, well, you know what? I had a bad day at the links. Yeah, yeah, but you know what? I haven't seen an O in years. I'm whipping that ass. Like, what? Why would you stay with someone that aggressive?
So
that doesn't make sense.
His mom tried to intervene when she was beating on him.
Oh, no. She got an ass whooping, too.
So
huh?
She turned and started whooping her.
Oh, no. Why are you with this lady?
I don't get it.
I would say the same thing to a woman that gets beat up by her husband. Leave. Why are you with them?
Then they tried to put her in a cop car. She fought back. She straightened out and would not get into the car. When she did finally get into the back seat, she visibly separated the cell from the door frame, the inner padding from the door frame, and damaged and kicked the squad car. And in the actual report, when they were talking about her and her actions, Lucas stated to the deputy and to his mom how he was tired of the altercations and she's always acting the way she does. Go ahead and tell the deputy the truth of what happened. Instead, he was on social media trying to cover for her.
That's terrible. That's crazy, man.
Dude,
that woman's wild.
You make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You got a great career, and she's going to hold the kids hostage as part of the process?
That is just silly. By the way, I looked it up on the UIL website. 19. You have to be under 19 to play high school basketball.
Okay.
So 25 is a little high.
Okay. All right.
Right now, I'm going to tell you guys about Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. If you haven't heard of this, it's because you haven't been listening or paying attention. But, man, I'm telling you, I've been talking for Cowboys and Indians for a while now, and I don't just talk for them. I eat there. I try to get out there at least once a month. You are going to absolutely love this food. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. And what that means is when you look at the menu, on one side you got stuff like chicken fried steak. You've got wings. You've got sliders. You've got burgers. They've even got healthy choices like salads. On the other side, you've got chicken curry. You've got some of the best buttered chicken in this city, hands down. Lamb vindaloo, which I had never tried before in my life. I was, I'll admit, when it came to Indian food, I had had it one time, didn't like it. Get out to Cowboys and Indians. I'm out there. I had the lamb vindaloo. I had the buttered chicken. I'm a fan now. I'm hooked. It's delicious. I think you're going to like it as well. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. When you get out there, I got a deal for you. Get out there. Tell them you want the non-quesadillas. Those are quesadillas made with non-bread. They're amazing. They're the show favorite for all of us. But tell them you want those and tell them you listen to ESPN 97.5. You're going to save 20% off of those non-quesadillas. All the food's delicious. The Indian food is authentic. Those recipes have been passed down through Haas's family for generations, perfected there in the kitchen, so I know you're going to love it. Full-service bar, TVs to watch the games, and if you're lazy like me and you don't want to leave the house, you can have it delivered to the house via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. One more time, 1901 Taft in Midtown. You can get more info on Facebook at CNI713. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. We're moving on. It is The Usual Suspects. It's the big show from Carbach Brewing, right off of 290. It is Tacoma and Mangum Street. They actually have their own street. It's very cool. This is a neat setup. You can see part of the brewery, the beer being made. It's an unbelievable place to grab some fantastic food. It's not bar food. It's great food. And Barry and I both telling you about what we had for lunch. It was fantastic. They got a great outdoor patio. Lots of neat deals today for the Rockets game tonight. While supplies last, you order a pint glass beer today outside. Get to keep the glass. Got a Rockets logo on it. Very cool. We still have some hats left over. It's got the Rockets logo on a red hat with Carbach. They've had some beard T-shirts running around here. I don't know if they still have any left.
Yeah, I'm trying to get one for Tyler because I'm taking his. Right. Suck it, Tyler. Josh Rapp,
Josh
thank you,
Rapp,
sir,
thanks for
coming
stopping
out,
in
man.
Again, brother.
Good to see you. He says, I said, is this your first time here? He goes, no, I'm here all the time. And he was sitting in this chair by himself. I'm like, are you like Norm?
Exactly.
Like chairs,
yeah.
Like you walk in, they're like, Josh. And then they have like his special drinks and stuff like that. I see why people come here, though. It's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Like, you've got the TVs, you've got all the beer, which I need to try something. AJ, you got to tell me what to try, like, from a beer perspective, because I have no idea. Don't get me drunk and then try to take advantage of me again. But I want to try something different, because I have, like, Hopadillo at the house. I had a six-pack of that. That was decent. But I'm not an IPA guy. So you got to give me something that's not an IPA. No. I will. A stout will make me cry like a girl. So something else. Let's. We could. Do you know anything about beers?
I grew up in Milwaukee, but yeah.
Well, that's true. We should do that. What is it? The drunkest cities thing.
Yeah, this is.
But see, the problem is, I don't know. Like, when I go to a place like Carbach, and they're like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "I don't know. I usually drink Bud Light," and then they just tell me to get out. So it doesn't. I don't even. I have no idea what kind of beer to get. I'm not a craft beer guy, so I have to learn. So I have to rely on guys like AJ to tell me what to get. So, you're not a craft beer guy, are you?
No, my it's weird. And you grow up in Wisconsin, and you normally, you know, you grow up when you get weaned off a nipple, and you go right to, you know, Miller products and the beer that's made right in your backyard, and you don't get into that. But my sister and her husband now, they're big IPA people and big beeries. I don't know what they call. There's a name for them, but they do all that craft beer stuff. But.
Somebody said to get Love Street. That would be something that I would like. Love Street. Okay. All right. I'm going to get Love Street then. They said, better get Love Street. It is light and refreshing.
The bar is nodding his head, telling you.
Light and refreshing. Is that what I need to get, sir? Because I'm a pansy. That's like that's a chick's beer, isn't it? Love Street. Is that what I'm going to be drinking? That's right up. I mean, that's probably about what I can handle. So, what? Now they're pointing at different beers that I should try. You guys, do you have a cot that I can sleep in? Because I'll try them all. I just can't go home. At this point, I'll drink it all. I don't care. Just have to do the show from here tomorrow, too, because I won't be able to drive.
Well, we've done remotes before for you. We can do another one.
That's true.
I'm sure they have a phone line here.
Hey, do we still have White Magic on the phone, Nick, that wants to talk Rockets?
Yes, we do.
What's up, Magic?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, Barry, just be like me, man. Stop by the liquor store on the way home, pick up a bottle of Hennessy, and call it a night, man. That's all you need, man.
No, I'll drink Crown. I'm not drinking Hennessy. My Hennessy days are over with. That's it.
Hey, I got a question. So a Bleacher Report stat came out, and it said that Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, and Klay Thompson dribbled the ball game one 549 times combined. James Harden was 550 alone. You think he's got to get CP3 more involved in order to get this next win? I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate the call, White Magic.
I'll say this. I was going to say, regardless of who dribbled it how many times and what Mike D'Antoni said about not getting away from iso ball, the biggest thing is that we talked about this yesterday. Chris Paul is that coach on the floor. He has got to be that floor general. If things are working, if Harden's isos are getting them buckets, then you're not going to say a word. But if they get to the point where the offense gets stagnant again, where guys are getting shots with 5 seconds or less contested on the perimeter and they're not getting the results, then it's time for Chris Paul to step up and say, hey, give me the ball. We'll play you off the ball a couple possessions. We'll mix it up, and we'll get to a different result, hopefully. And, again, his mid-range game is not broken. You know, this is the kind of series, this is the kind of game where a mid-range jumper here or there can get him on a good streak, off a bad streak, and make a difference.
Yeah, and I think we have some audio of him talking about that, right, Nick, if I'm not mistaken?
Keep the noise out. What do you mean?
Noise, not just everybody. I mean, it's just from ourselves. I mean, it's like, you know, oh, my gosh, the ISO, that's all we do. No, and that's what we do best. We score like 60% of the time on it. It's like, no, really? You know, all of a sudden, oh, they don't pass everybody's stand. Really? You watch this for 82 games? That's what we do. We are who we are, and we're pretty good at it, and we can't get off who we are. And embrace it. Just be better of who we are. And don't worry about somebody else solves the puzzle a different way.
I mean,
Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah, that's Mike D'Antoni talking about iso ball and are they doing too much of iso ball, and to White Magic's point. You can't change who you are now. It's too late.
But you can add wrinkles.
You're to the Western Conference Finals. Iso ball and whatever else got you this far. Yes, you can add a
wrinkle here and there, mix it up.
But you're not going to suddenly become this motion offense with, you know, weaving in and out like the Globetrotters and all this and that. You are who you are. Your talent, you've built your team and the talent around this style of offense. You dance with what brung you at this point. To his point, you have to be better at what you do. You have to be better at iso ball because they've proven iso ball can work, but you have to be better at it against the Warriors.
I mean, here's the thing. You haven't seen an animal like the Warriors in the playoffs. You haven't seen a consistent Warriors team. So they play defense a little differently. So that's why I say you got to add a wrinkle here or there. You might have to mix it up a little bit because they're just a very talented team on both ends of the floor, and they play defense. That's something that you have to take into consideration. That's something that has to factor in. And the other thing is, forget the shot clock violations. There were three of them. But there were 19 possessions where they didn't get a shot to less than 5 seconds on the shot clock. That's not Rockets basketball. Get to your kind of to your point, but also the other thing that they do very well is they play fast.
Yes.
They weren't playing fast when the shot clock's going down under five. That's not playing fast. And those are half-court sets.
And by no means am I suggesting that if you play iso ball, you need to play it down to 1 second left on the clock. That's you need to play it to where you get the shot you're looking for, whether it's a Harden step back three or a pick and roll or P.J. Tucker or Trevor Ariza on the wing or Mbamute on the elbow. Whatever you're looking for, you have to try to get those shots a lot sooner because – the concern is when you play a team like the Warriors, they're not going to miss many shots. They're going to make most of what you give them, right, offensively. You can't afford to have bad possession after bad possession and also run out the entire shot clock to do that. You're basically – you're going to dig yourself a hole that you're never going to get out of with that team. So when we talk about they have to play a perfect game, that means execution, that means shooting, and defensively. I mean, it's everything.
Yeah, I mean, look, and my point just adding on to what we've been talking about is the fact that it's not just about running sets in the offense and where the shot clock is. The Rockets are successful when they run, when they play fast, when they get quick shots, when they get a team on their heels because they're pushing, they're pushing the action, they're creating the tempo. I didn't see a hell of a lot of that the other night, and that's where Mike D'Antoni and his staff have to go back and look at the tape themselves and say, hey, we got to play faster.
There is a different, there was a different feel to the team. I almost want to say it was stagnant. Like there was just this blandness. You didn't see the energy. You didn't see the effectiveness.
You saw frustration a lot.
It did have a different feel to it, and I don't know if it was because they did get away from what they, you know, or maybe they were intimidated. Maybe Draymond Green coming out and shoving Harden and set the tone and everybody back down, and that was the end of that.
Here's what I saw. I mean, guys that normally were okay with iso ball getting frustrated because they weren't touching the ball.
Make your shots.
Well, I'm saying overall, Tucker took three shots. Gordon, who's dribbling the ball off his leg, who's making mistakes left and right, throwing up a 40-footer that bounces dead right, but it looks like he's frustrated that he's not getting touches. Those are the kind of things and again, the dissension is what I didn't like. In the locker room, you're going to tell your guys, we're going to mix it up or we're not. But D'Antoni comes out with that statement, and then they catch Eric Gordon after practice, and he says, yeah, we got to get away from iso ball. We got to start doing some things differently. Well, you can't start from scratch 80-some games in, but getting ready to play game two of the Western Conference Finals.
But to your point, you have to make your shots. Who do you think had more shots in the game, the Warriors or the Rockets? We're going to play this game that we played yesterday comparing Harden and Durant, where Harden, in the box score, outplayed Durant in every facet of the game. Who do you think had more shots? The Rockets had more shots from the field, 85, than the Golden State Warriors did at 80. So it's not a matter of you didn't get shots. It's not a matter of the offense was stagnant from the standpoint of you would run out the clock and that was you were only getting one shot every 24 seconds. Fact of the matter is you had four guys score 1 point between the four. You can't have that.
Right, and again, you were talking about the depth in the benches.
Yeah,
and the Rockets' bench was non-existent.
It just didn't show up.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. We are live at Carbach Brewing. You can stop by and see us till 4, the Blitz till 7. Stop on in. It's right off of 290. You know how traffic can get out there, so why fight traffic? Stop in, have some beverages, maybe even stay and watch the Rockets game. Great place to do that. They've got Rockets hats, T-shirts, and beer glasses that they're giving away until they run out. So stop in and see us. We'll be here till 4, Blitz till 7, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. Appreciate you guys tuning in as you do every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 every weekday.
We're here at Carbach Brewing. You should be too. Fantastic place to watch the game. Great food, great beverages. Stop on by and see us till 4. See the Blitz till 7. Lots of freebies. Promotional team here as Tosh has decided to pay attention to people for a change instead of doing any FaceTime. You have hats, T-shirts, lots of goodies you can win. Spin the wheel. If you dance for the ladies, you can win tickets to the Carbach Cook-Off this weekend. Right here, Saturday, fantastic event, even more food and beverage. Going to be a big-time blowout party, and you can get tickets for free, with an exception, you have to dance.
Please don't come and dance while I'm looking, though, because I have a feeling that most dudes that listen to this station look like Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live when they dance, and I don't want to see that. We had a guy over here twerking earlier. I almost threw up my chicken.
This is probably the appropriate time to remind people how much Barry likes hugs.
Nope.
And when he doesn't like hugs, he does prefer an occasional grind.
Although,
so if you want to dance for the tickets, you can grind on Barry, and he won't be mad.
And if you want to rub Joel's loose nipples, you can do that as well and get free tickets. No, you can't. All right. No. I saw where you posted these point spreads for the Texans games already.
Yeah. Although I hated doing it because you know how the Chronicles got where you have to
The stupid slideshows.
Clickbait and all that.
I did want to go through them, though, and see if there was any that stood out to you that shocked you. Patriots by 7, September 9th.
Is that light?
That might be the shocking part.
Is that light? Because you don't know what Deshaun you're going to get right out of the chute in game one.
I mean, I probably wouldn't say more than like 9.
Right, but I just thought 7 might be a little light.
Okay. September 16th, it's a pick 'em. Texans at Titans. So a pick 'em on the road versus Tennessee.
What do you think about that?
I think Tennessee's better, but I think so are the Texans. They're gonna get some guys back. They got better in the draft, even though they didn't have many draft picks. They did address some needs. They got better in the secondary like they were supposed to. That doesn't surprise me as much so far as Patriots +7.
Right.
That's probably, you're right. That should have been higher. Texans favored by 6 at home against the Giants.
I can see
Sounds
that.
About right.
I can see that.
Yep. Texans favored by 3 at on the road against the Colts.
Yep.
Okay.
Here's the one everybody wants.
Yeah. Texans favored by 3 at home against the Cowboys.
Hmm. Okay. Again, this is all predicated on a healthy Deshaun Watson.
And a healthy J.J. Watt. And can they establish the run with an offensive line that – still isn't where they probably needed to be to protect Deshaun Watson and have a decent running game.
And receiving that can't stay
healthy. Yeah, and I don't know. I mean,
catch the ball.
So
what do you think it should be?
Who the Cowboys added Hearns in the offseason and got rid of
Dez.
Are they better? They lost Jason Witten. As the Cowboys,
as long as Zeke's healthy with that offensive line,
they're a run first team. But you know, you load the box and you're going to make Dak beat you with his arm. Does he have enough weapons?
Oh yeah, Cole Beasley. He's got. I mean, it's a double threat.
Cole Beasley has a great.
He's got a rap album, and he's in the slot.
No, Bills at Texans. Texans favored by 6. That doesn't surprise me. Mm-hmm. Jags favored by 3 at home against the Texans. That might not be enough.
Yeah,
that might not be enough. Let's see. There's an ad. Dolphins at home or Dolphins at the Texans. Texans favored by 7. That's probably right.
That.
That might be a little high, but still. Texans at Broncos is a pick 'em.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I don't think the Broncos are going to be I think they've definitely taken a step back.
Oh, they had a nice draft.
Yeah. Texans at Redskins. Texans favored by 3. There's a trend here. Texans favored
but they're favored in almost every game, except with the exception of the Patriots game and the pick-ems.
Texans at home favored by 3.5. So they're a pick-em on the road against the Titans, but against the Titans, they're favored. They get the 3 points plus a half.
I said that the other day, and I even did the video for SportsMap, but I said, I mean, they're really assuming that a healthy Deshaun Watson is going to make this an 11-win team, and I just don't see it being that easy.
Texans favored by 10 at home against the Browns. 7.5 at home against the Colts. 1.5 on the road versus the Jets. Eagles favored by 5.5 at home.
Where at home? In Houston?
In Philly.
In Philly, 5.5?
Yeah.
No.
So they're so you're basically saying the Eagles are 2.5 points better than the Texans?
No.
That's not enough.
Nope, not even close.
Not enough at all. There's no line for the Jags at Texans. And that's it. Texans favored in a lot of games, man.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are high on the fact that
we talk about Rockets Kool-Aid.
There's a lot of people drinking that Texans Kool-Aid.
But I
right
mean,
now.
Think about this though, Joel. They when Deshaun Watson was playing, they were 3-3. So you know that, but they were putting up points. Was it somebody was telling me, or was it a caller that was like, when they played, they were putting up like 40 points a game. After Deshaun Watson got hurt, they were putting up 13. That's also you also have to take into account the fact that the defense was banged up, the secondary was atrocious, and they're getting their guys back. They're getting healthy. They got better where they needed to get better. The only thing that you worry about, the one big thing you worry about still is that offensive line. But otherwise, I think this is a better football team than they were last year.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm still not convinced. And, again, I want Watson healthy. As long as he's healthy, he's shown he can do some things. But, again, sample size,
yeah,
as good as it was small. And but, correct me if you heard this before. But small sample size. Let's not just go overboard just yet. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a couple down times in that too, as he continued the league game plans and adjust to him, and he makes adjustments and gets used to the league.
Well, and I seem to recall when I initially looked at their schedule, I want to say that my initial thought was 11-5.
Okay.
And that's assuming that they don't get hurt. Obviously, they're not beating the Patriots or the Eagles, so there's two of their five losses. But there's not a lot of teams outside of that you look at and say that they can't beat this team. I mean, you look at the Patriots, you look at the Eagles and say they're not beating either of those teams. But of everybody else on this list, Titans twice, you know, the Jags twice and the Colts twice, the Cowboys, the Giants, the Redskins, the Broncos, Dolphins. What are those teams?
You've got the Jags twice. You've got
the Titans twice.
Yeah, the Titans twice. And we've talked about how the division is really, really good. I think at Mile High against the Broncos, where they've added to their defense.
So you don't think they can beat the Broncos?
I think they could, but I think
I think the Broncos
should be favored at home, and I think for very good reason.
So I think my losses were obviously the Patriots and the Eagles. I thought that they would split with the Jags. And then I think I had them losing to – I think I had them splitting with the Titans as well. And then maybe like losing –
So what if Deshaun's not healthy? You change everything.
No, yeah, oh, of course. Okay. But that's like saying, well, what if
because we don't know.
What if the Angels don't have
Bill
Mike
O'Brien
Trout?
Said he's going to be ready for training camp. We don't know.
But I'm just saying, yeah, all this is predicated on the fact you need J.J. Watt to come back and at least be 80 to 90% of what he was. You've got, you know, same thing with Merciless. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of it is predicated on health and how these guys bounce back. But I think if everybody plays good – I mean, I don't think you're ever going to get
11.
I don't think you're ever going to get great again from J.J. Watt. But if everybody plays good,
I just think 11's still high.
Well, okay. I mean, for a team that's only won 9, that's used to winning 9 games, 11 might be high. But there's no one scary outside of the Patriots and Eagles to me on that entire schedule.
Okay. This just breaking. See what you think,
uh-oh.
Nick. See what you think on this one. You're a Coug. Mark Stein reporting. The Orlando Magic quietly has put Kelvin Sampson atop their coaching list to be their prime target to be the new coach of the Orlando Magic.
Really?
So the Cougs.
Coug them.
The Cougs for that big season and getting Brand Jordan on board. Oh, Tosh, you too. And all the things that they're hoping for as the program continues to go forward. Kelvin Sampson emerging as the number one candidate for the Orlando Magic job.
I don't know if that's a good fit for Orlando. I mean, I thought it was okay for the Cougs. What do you think, Joel?
I think he's better in a college environment. I think because of the fact that the way he coaches is kind of old school, kind of disciplinarian, kind of those kind of things. And you can pull that off because they need their scholarships and they need to listen to their coach. I think in the NBA, he in short doses is good, but he can wear out his welcome in a hurry.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect him. I expected him to be better at the college level. But I do remember him working for the Rockets, so I was wondering what your take was.
Yeah, that's just my short take on it. What do you got?
I'm looking at old boy from the Raptors.
Oh, you want Dwayne Casey there?
Yeah.
Orlando's kind of a really messed up situation. They've messed up draft picks.
It is, but, I mean, again, you look at Dwayne Casey, all he did was win the division for, 5 out of 6 years? Yeah. That's it?
Had some talent there, though.
He did.
You know, and they
obviously not enough.
And a really good general manager.
You were lacking in
all those
both in
categories.
Orlando. Yeah.
So that sets you up in a
very big situation to fail. So, okay. All right, we'll continue to roll. We got two in the books, one to go, one more of the show before we turn it over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. If you guys want to stop by and see us in person, we'll be here till 4, the Blitz till 7 at Carbach Brewing Company. It is fantastic. You can see where they make the beer. Yeah, just an unbelievably clean and welcoming environment in the restaurant area and outside patio area. They're giving away Rockets hats, T-shirts, and glasses. If you order a pint beer glass, it's a Rockets glass you get to keep until supplies run out. So stop by, see us right off Tacoma and Mangum off of 290. It's Carbach Brewing. Back with a whole lot more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.